Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dev Chats. Today, I'm sitting here with Justin Rosette from Tab Games, and we are here to talk about Samurai Slaughterhouse. Justin, before we get into the game, just want to get a little bit of your history there. After looking up, I see is this the first game that you've worked on? Or has there been more?
I've been doing games as like a hobby for, about 20 years, maybe a little more. But yeah, this is the first game that I'm really trying to, actually launch, like, and get it in stores and, take it to the next level in the first, full-on VR title I'm making.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw that you did the smaller game where it's kind of your driving and crashing one, right? You're crashing into people. That was one you just did recently.
I just slapped that together.
I didn't know if you did anything. Yeah, that looked really fun. I'm gonna have to check that out one of these days. But that looked really fun too as well. But yeah, I didn't know if there's anything before that. But yeah, definitely saw that. You got a creative mind. I will give you that. That is for sure. So this you started, I guess, you prototyping this like a year or two ago, and then you started actually working on it. Looks like around March, right, of 2021.
Yeah, correct. I started in like August of 2020. I started doing like the initial prototype version. It was like kind of low poly, had some kind of odd mechanics. There was like a whole like grid system, and you kind of moved across like a game board, and then like random like combat would pop up there, and it was a little weird. So I kind of restarted over from scratch like in March, and got it all spruced up, looking good, like no low poly models, and new combat system with like stabby and just like a lot more advanced than it originally was.
So you first started working on this, prototyping this around 2020, but then you actually really started working on it around March of 2021. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I started working on it in August of 2020. It originally started with like a low poly prototype. The original idea was like Time Crisis with swords. So it's just like a wave slasher thing. These guys are coming at you. Then I kind of added this grid system. So it was like a board game. You kind of move spaces, and then it like randomly, when you move to space, like a battle would start, and like you'd be locked in kind of small area. Enemies would come at you. And it was kind of neat, but it just didn't work well for the game. So in March 2021, I decided to completely overhaul it. So got new updated graphics, more textured, more detailed, but still, kind of low poly, like underneath the surface, so they're still optimized. New combat system with stabbing and stuff. Brought over the same blood effect. That was one of the few things that carried over. But yeah, and it's just been going from there, building on that.
Yeah, I mean, the art style in the game, I gotta say, is awesome. Like the Yuki Oye Japanese painting style background mixed in with almost like, it's still like a painting, but you almost have like that comic book aesthetic feel to it there. So like I appreciate that because it's gruesome at the same time, but it's also beautiful and artistic in the way you've done it there. And I haven't seen a lot of people do that, and I appreciate when people do different things like that too. Plus, who doesn't like slicing stuff up, right? But before we get more into the game itself, I know you're mostly doing this by yourself, right? Solo. And I know that you have a couple of people on your team that are helping along with that. Did you want to talk about
So it
developing
was,
this by yourself or them? Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so up until now, it's mostly been me all solo. We got voice actors. I didn't voice any of the characters. I tried for a bit. It was terrible. I was like, let me get someone that actually enjoys doing this, is what they're good at, and have them come on voice some characters. And then, so we had them on. And then when I was kind of, it started off kind of like a hobbyist type thing. And I was like, I know some people get into it, and then I kind of got a lot of serious attention from like publishers and investors, but they, all of course wanted a Quest version. So I brought on Jeff Boole Jr. a lot of people have seen some of his stuff, but he's just like an amazing like tech artist. So he came on and he helped me get some of my materials and stuff all optimized. He got the application Space Warp going on the Quest,
Oh,
which
nice.
was huge. Like not only did it help us out with the performance, but because we were the first people to really get it like working really well the way it's like meant to be working, that kind of opened up some opportunities. I got some more attention from like Oculus and from like Android Central is another big they wrote like an article on it, so they featured Samurai Slaughterhouse. That got me a lot of attention. So that worked out really well. And then I also just brought on Emily Morrow as a writer. And so she did some work that's not yet in like the preview that's available, because right after I brought her on, I kind of met with Oculus and kind of talked to him a little bit. And it kind of shifted my focus a little bit, because I was telling him a lot about like the RPG features and all the extra stuff you could do, like crafting and everything. And they're like, he's like, that's cool. Like, if you want to have that in there, that's good. People like that. But to be honest, people don't really care about the RPG features. They just want to slaughter samurai. So I was like, okay, like that kind of gives me a little bit of focus. So from there, I decided to go ahead and overhaul my AI, make some improvements, and improve the combat system. So that's what I've been working on the past few weeks. So I tied that meeting like right after I brought on Emily to write a bunch of like quests and stuff. So she wrote all these quests and put it in our dialogue system, and it's just kind of waiting to have like the characters plugged into them.
Right.
But yeah, I mean she's pretty cool. She's written a lot of like roguelike games and kind of some like Harvest Moon type games. So I think it'll bring a lot more like life to it, kind of a little more like touch, more than just slaughtering stuff. A little more depth.
Yes, well, we'll get a little more in depth on that there. But before we do that, I'd love for you just to kind of give an elevator pitch of the game, just for, because some people might not have seen it. I probably not, most likely, because what you've done is awesome. So I hope they've seen what you've put out there already, especially. But in case they haven't, can you just give them a quick elevator pitch on what the game is, just so they know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an action adventure game with light RPG elements is how I describe it. And when I say light RPG elements, I'm saying like somewhere between like Zelda and maybe like Pokemon or like the really old Dragon Warrior game. So there's not like leveling up and things like that, but you are able to collect the inventory and items, and you're able to collect ingredients from fallen enemies, which you could take into town and like have them craft those into items for you. And there's like quests and NPCs, including like friendly NPCs that can join you. But the core of it is definitely the combat and the stylization. So the whole thing, it looks like you're in a comic book, and it also has like the ukiyo-e paintings. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but like those Japanese style paintings with the really nice like watery brush strokes. It kind of combines that with like the manga look with the really hard deep shadows and like outlines, and it has a really reduced color palette. It almost looks like black and white when you first look at it, but once you start playing, you can see there's like kind of like subtle colors in the bamboo and the enemies, and the more important things are like characters are have more color, especially their eyes are like fully saturated. So it and like the cherry blossoms, there's like pink in the trees, so it has like a really nice artistic flow to it. And the combat itself is all physics-based. I've actually been working on improving it a bit, but you're able to get different weapons like throwing stars, swords, like pole weapons.
Yes.
That's what I have right now, but plans for a lot more.
Yes.
And you are able to like block the enemy's attacks and like counter, and like hits on their legs and arms barely do anything, but if you get them in their head and neck, it does a lot, and a stab through the heart's an instant kill. So you're able to aim and your strikes precisely. So it takes advantage of VR, where if you were playing a flat game, you wouldn't have that precision.
Right. Yes.
And you're
Yeah,
also
blocking can
able to
be
use
tough there on the
stealth.
flat screen. Yeah, if you don't hit at the button at the right time, you know what I mean? You're getting
Yeah,
smacked.
and you can have like pre-saved like animations, but to be able to like aim directly at the heart, that's just hard to like translate without the
True.
giving players those full motion controls.
Nice. Yeah, stabbing people with a katana is I'm sure is definitely going to be fun. to do in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels good too, because like the blood splashes out. The blood's one of the other things. It's just like full color, and so that flies out and stains the walls and the floors and everything, and it just looks awesome.
Or the couch that you, even the couch that you're sitting on right now, took a little damage there too as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody got blood all over style. That. Yeah, I like that because it really picks up, and it's like I said, it's. You got it to that level of where it's like it can be gruesome, but at the same time, it's more of an artistic style, so it's more easier for somebody's mind, because sometimes in these games, when it looks too realistic and you're doing that, you kind of, some people can feel that crosses the line, but I like how you've kept it on that nice balance of to where it's awesome to look at, but you get that feeling of killing too. I know I had seen some people talking about dismemberment and stuff like that on there. I mean, it's like, it's good. It would be neat in there, but it's not necessary in my opinion. But if you decide to add that, I'm sure people would enjoy that too. I'm not sure if it's there now. Maybe it was something that was added, but yeah, I remember seeing footage when people were covering this like 4 months ago when you first put out the demo, but I'm sure a lot has changed since that time. You know what I mean? I don't doubt that. I'm sure a lot of it has been refined. Yeah, I love what I saw so far. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I barely got into the demo that you sent me there. I am going to go more into it there because I really want to see. Sorry about that. I wanted to.
Oh, that's all
right. At least I got to see what it looked like. But I did, so sometimes I am a guy that is short on time, so I do apologize there. But like I said, I followed this for a while, so I was very excited when we got to have you come in here and talk about the game. So I appreciate you taking your time to do that. Enough for me there. You also did the music, too, in the game, and from the tracks that you sent me that were on, and actually if you guys want to listen, it's on Spotify, look it up, or iTunes as well too, right? You guys are on iTunes?
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes, yeah. Amazon Music, the distributor put it on YouTube for some reason, so yeah, pretty much everywhere you can listen to it.
Well, and the styles that you have mixed in there, where you have like flute music, jazz, and like a nice flowing like trip hop or even hip hop style beat going on in the background. Just like the mixes of stuff you have in there, man. Right on. Right up my alley.
Yeah, you know? I took a lot of inspiration from Samurai Champloo. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I love that. I mean, just less the styles that you've done in there. Like when you told me that you did it, I'm like, okay. You know, I was like, this is probably going to be cool. And then when I listened to it, I'm like, okay, this is pretty dope. Like, I really, really like what you did there. So,
yeah, it was funny how that happened too, because I was originally looking for music that was similar to like the new Javi style, like Samurai Champloo, and I finally found someone that wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it was kind of close, and they're charging, they're like, oh, I'll give you a great deal, it'll be $50 per song, and I wanted three songs. I was like, well, that's $150, and at the time it was when I was first starting, so I had only spent, I think, like $200 altogether on assets for the game, so I was like, I don't know. And then Humble Bundle at the same time had like a music producing like pack where they give you a bunch of samples and like some software, so I was like, let me try this. And then I had been in bands before, and I would master and mix all our songs, but it was always like, I was playing instruments and I brought it in, so this is the first time just kind of producing music from beats and stuff, and it ended up working out, and I was able to get the exact music I wanted for a lot less, and I think it came out great. I really think it adds a lot to like the atmosphere.
It did, man. I mean, like, that's like a pretty awesome album in itself. Like, like a lot of people had good music, but that's, I mean, to me, like, it, I'm sure there might be somebody out there that may not enjoy it, but like I said, that was really excellent music. So, right on.
Hey, it's like half lo-fi and half drum and bass.
You're doing,
and
like, the fact that you're doing everything yourself too is amazing to me. You know what I mean? Like I said, like you said, you have help from Jeff and Emily there for different factors, but like other than that, you're doing it without studio money or anything really behind you on this. So, and it looks amazing, so I am super impressed. And
thanks.
Definitely keep up the great work on what you're doing there with it, man. But Yeah, so I mean, so you have in the game there, you're going to be traveling around, right? You said you're going to be getting into different quests, different stuff like that. There'll be a weapon system, which maybe some people don't like, but to me, I like that. You know what I mean? If you're giving people repeated reasons to go back to the game and continue to do stuff, is there going to be like a storyline that goes to like an end game, or would it just be kind of like continuously procedurally generated or something like that? Or have you not decided on the route you're going
So
there
I'm
for that
kind of
yet?
playing around with it. Right now, what we're kind of planning, and this may change, just because I don't know, we're kind of playing around with the gameplay loop. But right now, we're having kind of like a JRPG type loop, kind of like Pokemon or like Dragon Warrior or something like that. So basically, you'll show up in a town. There'll be NPCs there. You talk to them. Each of them will give you different quests. Eventually, some of the quests we'll probably do like after you do so many quests in the town, it'll unlock like another like harder quest. And then after you do that quest, there'll usually be a boss at the end that you beat, and then it'll either open up a new pathway or give you like a new ability. Like maybe you'll
Nice.
unlock bombs so you could blow up rocks, and then all of a sudden, since you have that, you'll be able to blow up the rock that was blocking your path, and then you'll be able to, go on a long trip and eventually reach another town and, start the whole process over. So that's kind of the gameplay loop that we're thinking of right now. And a
Sounds
lot
good
of the
to
quests.
me.
Oh, yeah,
I
thank you.
like
And
it.
a lot
Yeah.
of it too is going to be like optional side quests, and it's going to be some, well, I mean, some kind of a few grindy ones to get like extra powerful weapons. So once you do like all the main stuff, if you're just loving it, you want to keep playing the game, want to keep killing stuff, there'll be quests that you can, grind it out and just be going out looking for enemies and collecting ingredients and looting chests and all that. So it'll be, you'll be able to continue playing it endlessly if you want to. If you want to keep
Nice.
playing it, there'll still be stuff for you to do.
Yeah, I love when people do that. Yeah, sometimes if they don't get to that quickly, or they don't do a system to where they're adding more to the game quickly, like a lot of people will lose interest like super fast. And I feel bad for that when the games will suffer like that. But to me, like, I appreciate the way you're doing it there, because I like the ones I could just keep going back to and still feel like I'm, doing something within the game,
Working
or at
towards
least achieving
something.
something. Yeah. Some people don't like the grind. I don't mind grinding in games. You know what I mean? If I'm always gaining something, or there's always a path, or there's just something I could do that may be different, instead of the same thing. Like, 'cause I know, like, a lot of people play After the Fall repeatedly. Good game, but once
Yeah.
you get to a certain point, there's and you've got all the weapons, you got everything else there. If they don't add anything else, they're kind of dead in the water. And I feel bad seeing that for people out there, but like you're thinking differently on that, which will keep a longevity in your game, and that's what I'm hoping for you too, because it looks really neat, and the way it plays is pretty fun as is from what I've seen so far. So can't wait to see more myself. Is there anything that I've missed about this that you want to cover?
But yeah, I do have a really cool AI system in it that's inspired a lot by Halo, especially like the original trilogy, like the first two Halo games. You might be thinking, well, it's a weapons game. Why is it inspired by a shooter? But actually, what it is when you play Halo, they have kind of like a faction system. So when you're playing, you'll see like the Marines are on your side, and even without you having to do anything, they'll be fighting the Covenant, and the Covenant will be fighting the Flood. And it's a similar system in Samurai Slaughterhouse, which I think makes it really fun, is that there's like the human hunters that are also hunting like the yokai, and they don't want you stepping on their territory, so if they see you, they'll attack you. But there's also like the yokai, the monsters, and they're attacking you, but they're also attacking like the hunters. So if you're sneaking around, you can actually just sit and just wait and just watch them fight each other. And you can also get NPC allies that once you do their quests, you're able to recruit them, and they'll follow you around and like help you fight. So it kind of becomes this big old chaotic melee where you can actually like lure enemies into each other and get them to fight. And it has like a sound system where you This I'm actually just implementing right now, so it's not out yet, but you'll be able to like throw objects to make sounds to like distract people and get them to turn around, so you can
Nice.
actually use that to lure like enemies into each other. and do, interesting stealth things with that. So I think it'll add like a nice layer of fun to it, for people that do want to play like a stealth game. There's just not too much of that in VR right now. So you can kind of play it however you want. You can be head on, take your enemies, or you can, sneak up on them and find creative ways to kill them also.
And the AI system that you're referring to there, I mean, that sounds really interesting. Especially, I saw even somebody else had a video where they had a companion following along with them that were helping them fight and stuff like that too. Just being able to meet up with people can kind of add to your story, and I like that. That's pretty awesome. So you're also saying that there are different kind of weapons and items within the game, and can you
Yeah,
go a
so
little more
there's
in
the
depth on those? Yeah.
absolutely. So there's the like besides the obvious stuff, we got like the samurai sword with the working sheath. I think we're the only VR game with the working sheath, which that was crazy to get that working. But shurikens, pole arms, like I suggested earlier. But yeah, in addition to that, we got you can use kind of weird objects as weapons. There's like rocks you could pick up on the floor and just smash people with them. There's little luck cats you can shatter on them. And we're actually working to the crafting system where there's going to be a lot more interesting items. For instance, the one I'm going to be working on next is a strength potion, which sounds kind of boring at first. You drink it, your attacks get stronger. But there's also going to be chickens roving around, and if you smash the strength potion on the chicken, it'll turn into a giant like buff chicken that will fight on your side, so you can have him as like an AI partner following you around and helping you fight.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, that's I like how you're definitely going to use the fictional side of it to make it to bump it up and make it interesting. I like that. That sounds pretty awesome. Yeah, well, even the strength potion in itself would make you stronger, make you a better fighter, but to have a super giant chicken by my side, hell yes. That sounds even better. That's really cool. And yeah, I gotta say, I have a couple katanas here at home, and you're unsheathing on there, it feels real, because I have that same kind of hard sheath that it goes into there as well. So you did get the feel right on that, and I think you are right. I've never seen that in another VR game yet. So
Yeah,
that's
and
pretty
I can
awesome.
see why it
Yeah.
was like a crazy like feat to get that, and especially because what I didn't realize at first is that katanas are curved, so that makes it even more complicated for it to go in and out like correctly, because it's not it doesn't just go straight in, it goes on an arc, which is nuts. At
Yeah, I can
least like
imagine
from a programming perspective.
the collisions must have been really interesting on that, not making it bounce around right when it's going through the sheath in there.
Yeah, it actually
Just as
uses like
you gotta
joint
get that
though.
right angle. Yeah, you gotta get that right angle right, or else it's just gonna not work correctly. But yeah, the attention to detail in there, like I was saying earlier, is just fantastic. So, within the art style, within the weapons, and I can't wait to watch this grow. I know you're planning on coming out with this around December, right? Of this year. Is
Yeah,
that
the goal
still
is
the
to kind
same
of get it
plan,
out
or is
before
it new?
Christmas so I can get
Yeah.
those big Christmas
New
sales
headsets, yes.
hits.
Yes, the new headsets, yes. The perfect timing, yes. Yeah, that is the perfect timing, especially when people are talking about your game right at that time. So, I'll do my best to promote you around that time too as well. Maybe we come in for like a quick refresher or something, say hello to the people, but I'll leave that up to you around the time. I know you'll be busy, but we'd love to have you talking about the game a little closer again to the release. But
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be
I
fun.
understand as a solo dev, I totally respect the time of release. I know every single person out there is hitting you up for a key to try to cover your game, and it can be a super hectic time. So I will take it easy on you there, that I promise. Because I love and respect you guys too much for that. But you, Justin, you've been awesome here, and thanks for taking your time. But I think we might have covered everything we can, unless there is anything else that you can think of at the moment. I'm loving everything you're
Just
saying.
real
So
quick,
if
the
you
game
should.
is on a the game is on a my Patreon right now, like the work in progress build for both PC VR and Quest. So if you are interested in trying it out, the $5 membership will get you access to that, and also my Carmageddon inspired game. And I also got some other random stuff, music and artwork and.
And Justin, it's been awesome having you here, and thanks for sharing everything about Slaughterhouse here, Samurai Slaughterhouse here. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the future of this game. Even where it's at right now is awesome, but I can't wait to see where your mind goes with it. After seeing what you've done with it, seeing what you could do with the music for it, I'm a fan, and I'm excited to see what comes up here. And if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best way, if you want to follow me or follow the game's progress, is on Twitter. I post the most, which is at TabGames3. That's where you can keep up with it. And I also post a little bit about on YouTube, which I believe that one's TabGames. And then my actual website is TabGamesVR.com. And then there's my Patreon as well. You can keep up on that.
Yes. And solo dev, pretty much minus a couple people helping here and there. No money putting this together, so if you can Patreon or show him any love, I'm sure he would greatly appreciate it there. It would help out. But other than that, the game is amazing, so I can't wait until it gets actually released for the public out there. I'm sure you probably feel the same way, but I'm excited. And thanks again for joining us, and everything you mentioned there, we'll have that below in the information in case you need links to any of those things there for him. So, and guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of Dev Chats, and we'll see you next time for another episode. Have a good day or night wherever you're at, and we'll see you soon.